powerlifting. I mean, we've talked about it before. It was here, and now it was gone, but it's back again. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, I think it's important to, you know, talk about a little bit of history behind it. It's not the first time that McCook has had a powerlifting team. And for anybody that, you know, doesn't know what that even is, it's a competition setting for lifting where there's three lifts, squat, bench, and deadlift. And really, that's the premise of it in a competition setting. And there's a lot of rules to it. And so, you know, getting this back rolling again, that was kind of one of the big things to really, because I'd never done this before. As far, I've always been in the weight room setting and lifting as an athlete, and then obviously as a coach and those things. But getting into more competition setting, that was, it's a learning process. And when we started this up, we were very vocal about, you know, we're going to learn as we go, and that's what it's been exciting about it. But you know, back in the 70s to mid 80s, we had a powerlifting team, and everybody, there's going to be some names I'm going to throw out that are very common and people know around McCook. Coach Dave Dunham, when he came here, the great coach Dave Dunham, was really big into the weights. And when he came to McCook as a coach, he started up a powerlifting team. And really, it was another opportunity to get kids involved. But it's your own selfish nature as a football coach and in the athletic realm. It's another way to get kids in the weight room and improve athletic performance. And McCook didn't just have a powerlifting team. They had a really good powerlifting team with, you know, state champions, a full roster. And there was a time where McCook hosted the state meet here. And this is, I really want to bring up a famous McCook graduate, Wallace Marsh, is someone I've been talking to. It is another familiar name around here. Wallace and I have had some really great conversations on the phone about the powerlifting team that we've started up again now, and the kind of the history behind it. He has a twin brother, Ed, and both of him just have fond memories of it in high school, you know, doing this sport with Coach Dunham while they were in high school and taking a lot of pride in it. And so I've had a chance to talk to him a couple times on the phone, and those have been really great conversations, especially myself being a McCook alum and now coaching the sport and just really finding out the history of it. And then you fast forward to now. We have done some meets over the years. Coach Hosek is our strength coach, obviously a football coach, and does a phenomenal job. Him and I have really been piggybacking this idea for a couple years now that we really wanted to start one officially. He's been taking some kids on and off for a few years, and, you know, talking with Coach Gross as I was starting this up, you know, we always we kind of just threw the idea out there, and if there were some kids interested, we would, you know, take them to, you know, a meet or two. But it was never really to this extent to where we fired up a team, and we got 20 lifters on the roster this year. And so it's been an exciting journey, I guess, Rich, to get it going, and we're well off and rolling. And it's really a full season. You start in November, and it really ends right before the spring sports season starts. And so just another opportunity to get some kids involved. We knew we'd have some interest. We knew we would have some interest. There are some kids that were talking to us about it. Man, why don't we start up a team? And why not? So we did, and we ended up with 20 lifters on our team, and so it's been really fun.
So with that, what you said, I'll present this question. Can kids, is this considered like one sport? Could a kid wrestle? Could a kid play basketball and do the powerlifting team?
Yeah, we want to make sure that our kids understand that we want to allow them to do both. It's not a NSA-sanctioned sport. It's actually a club sport. It's a club team that we have and that we've started up, which we really appreciate the high school allowing us to do that. But kids can be involved in basketball, wrestling, swimming, and still participate participate in powerlifting if it works in the schedule. We want the winter sports to take precedence, and so if there's a basketball game on a powerlifting meet, obviously we want the athlete to go participate in the basketball event, but we want to make sure that kids are able to do both, and that's how we want to promote it. We don't practice every day. I think it's important to note that we meet twice a week after school, and because all of these kids have a weights class during the school day. In fact, we've pretty well made that a requirement, obviously, of the team, because you are lifting and you need to be consistently lifting in order to make sure you're, you know, doing the lifts the correct way. And so our practices are really centered around the rules, as I talked about earlier. Like, there's commands when you do the squat, when you take it off the rack, the judge tells you when to squat, they tell you when to rack it, and there's certain criteria. You got to go so low, you got to lock your knees out at the end. The bench, the bar has to come down to your chest and completely rest on your chest before they say press. So that's a lot of things that we want to make sure the kids are comfortable with when they go into the meets, and be able to perform at the best that they can. And so our roster is mainly made up of kids that aren't doing a winter sport, and so they've really committed themselves to this powerlifting team, and we've actually been to one meet already this year.
How'd it go for that first meet?
Yeah, we went to Omaha, Creighton Prep High School on December 2nd, and it was a big meet. I really appreciate the kind of the coaching circle of the powerlifting, because you know, getting off this off and rolling as a coach, as a football coach, you're always trying to reach out to other coaches and pick their brains and things like that. So I really just did everything I could to find as many people around the state that I could talk to. And one of the coaches out at Creighton Prep, Coach Douglas, is big into this. And so they host a powerlifting meet, and we got signed up, and we went down there. Yeah, it's in Omaha. We had to go the night before and shack up in a hotel and then go to the meet the next day, which adds to the experience. It's fun to go to really, 4 or 5 hours away to Omaha, Nebraska. And we took 11 lifters there, and there was over 200 lifters there. It's high school, 9 through 12. And so some teams there, like obviously Creighton Prep, Lexington, Crete High School was there, Grand Island was there, North Platte was there. Some people that you bring to the forefront that you didn't know they had powerlifting. And then there was a lot of kind of what I would say individuals from like Omaha Scud and Omaha Benson and different kids, because it's an open meet. And so a lot of teams go and compete as a team, but then there's individuals. And so we took 11 lifters, and we had some medalists come out of there, and all 11 lifters did awesome. It was great. It was their first meet. It was the first time for anything, and they really impressed me. No shocker. We got great kids that work extremely hard, but it's set up like weight classes, like wrestling. So the kids weigh in throughout the week, and there's a girls and a boys division, and so that's how they're broken up into different weight classes, and that's who they compete against. So in the girls division, we had three girls compete: Kaylee Hunter, Delaney Brunswick, and Katira Eshelman, and all three of them competed extremely well. Meet PRs on all their lifts, and so that's exciting to do in a meet. And Delaney and Katira, Delaney got first in her weight class, and Katira got third in her weight class. So there was a lot of girls there and a lot of great competition, and so all three of those girls did extremely well. And it's just a really great environment, and to see those girls compete and against some really good competition, it gives an opportunity for those girls to, and all the kids for that matter, to see, you know, there's a lot of programs out there that have been doing this a while, and so for us to compete as well as we did, that's exciting. Not that our kids don't lift hard, we most certainly do, but we haven't been in a competition setting like that. So really proud of those girls. We took eight boys over there, and, you know, the eight boys were broken up into different weight classes, just like the girls, and they all did really well as well. I'm really proud of the boys, just like the girls, and we had some medalists as well. Aiden Meyer got fifth, Keegan Reese got third, Connor Ball got second, and Idos Klein got fifth, and so we were able to pull some medals out of the boys' division and those specific weight classes. Like I said, there was over 200 lifters there. That's a lot of kids, and just made it for a really great experience. And to put another note on, Connor Ball, a senior, has been doing this for a while individually. He does a lot of USA powerlifting meets throughout the entire year, and so this was exciting to get a team fired up for people, for kids exactly like Connor Ball that had been doing this individually and working extremely hard, and now in a team setting. He actually currently right now holds the state record at in the bench at 365, which is 40 pounds heavier than what it currently is right now. Now, he did it at the last meet, Creighton Prep. To make it official, he has to do it at the state meet in January back at Creighton Prep. I told him that right when he, after the dust settled a little bit, because there was a lot of excitement. He knows it. The kids keep track of that. And, you know, I had to pull him aside and say, I really don't want this to be a downer, Connor. It was awesome, and we're so excited, but we're going to have to do it again at the state meet to make it official. And he said, Coach, I'll just up it even more by the time we get there. And that's just the he's really been a great team member for our team, because I've really leaned on him a lot, because he's done this. This isn't his first rodeo, and he's been just a great leader for this team, and excited for him and looking forward to him to do that at the state meet and put his name in the record board in the state.
Well, it's good to have some girls and boys that enjoying the competition, isn't it?
You know, going into it, Rich, there was a lot of uncertainty as what is this going to look like. Coach Hozek and I really want to make sure I bring up Coach Hozek, because you can't have successful athletic programs with phenomenal strength coaches, and we got great ones at the high school, and specifically Coach Hozek. I talked to Coach Hozek before we went to this first meet. He said, you're going to enjoy it. It's exciting, and for us to go, it was exactly that. It was just a great environment, very competitive, but yet just a great positive vibe. It really comes down to it doesn't matter if you're lifting 100 pounds or 500 pounds. The kids, there's a lot of excitement. There's a lot of energy. You know, I was talking with the coaches before the meet started, and I said, how's this kind of run and everything? And they were very helpful, and they said, well, get ready for the last lift, the deadlift, which is, anybody that knows the deadlift, it's literally weight on the ground and pick it up off the ground. That's when it gets even more exciting. And so the end of the meet, all the kids are rallying around each other, and just a great experience. We left it feeling really good about it, and what's really neat about it is it's not going to be our only meet. We actually have one coming up next Saturday at Lexington, which is a little bit closer drive, so we'll drive up the day of for that one at Lexington. So excited to go over there next Saturday. We have a Peru State College host of meet in January, and then in February there's actually a freshman only meet at Creighton Prep again, and then there's two state meets that are one in January at Creighton Prep, and then one in February at Midland. So as I said before, it's pretty well a full season with some state meets sprinkled in there. Plenty of opportunity to, you know, get the kids out there in a competition setting. We try to take as many kids as we can, and feel like so far it's been a great experience.
I bet this is going to really snowball, and more kids are going to get involved here in the future.
You know, I hope it does. And, you know, like we said before, we really want it to be something that we want it to be, as you said before, kids be able to do both a winter sport and a powerlifting, whatever works in their schedule. We want the winter sport to take precedence, but we want, what I go back to, Rich, is it's just another opportunity to get kids involved. And we, you know, the selfish nature as a football coach, you know, you love the opportunity to get your own kids involved. But it's been great to get to know some other kids that don't necessarily play football, which is fine. And then obviously it's a co-ed sport, so girls and boys, just building those relationships with kids, and we're all about trying to get as many things involved and competition setting. Being a coach, you love that environment, and that first meet, that Creighton prep meet, was really fun. It was very competitive, but also a very good positive vibe. And yeah, I hope it continues to grow, and most importantly, it gets kids excited about, you know, improving themselves. You know, talking with Wallace on the phone really hit me. Something that he said to me is it allows kids in a more objective way to set goals for themselves. You know, weight is weight, you know, as far as lifting weights. It really evens the playing field as far as I'm in this weight class and this is what they're lifting and this is where I'm at. And so you compete against yourself, number one. And I really thought that was important that Wallace brought that up. And he said that was a big thing that Coach Dunham said when he fired up. It just gives the opportunity for kids to set goals, be a part of a team, and that's always a good thing.